Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie to find out more.
Today, as usual, the Gardaí, first of all, this evening are ringing the alarm bells for you because fraudsters promising a COVID-19 vaccine are contacting unsuspecting members of the public to obtain their personal data. This news comes during National Fraud Week, where Gardaí have reported a 120% increase in investment fraud over the past year, with many victims seeing their life savings simply wiped out. To discuss all of this, I'm joined by Chief Superintendent Pat Lordan of the Gardaí National Economic Crime Bureau. Chief Superintendent Lordan, you're very welcome to the programme. Can I talk to you about a new vaccine scam that you've just heard of? What should people look out for on this one?
Good evening, Cormac. And it's very appropriate, I suppose, that we can talk about this vaccine scam today on a day that we're trying to make people aware right across the country of the different scams that they may be getting via text messages and telephone calls. So just this afternoon, the Garda Press Office has released a press release in association with the HSE and the Department of Health, just advising the public that the HSE will never text or call you to request payment for a COVID test or a vaccine, nor will they ask you for personal details, your PPS, your address, or any of those details. So if you get one of those calls, please don't take it. Yeah. Don't give away any details.
So mind the text out of the blue, Pat. That's basically it. But the problem here is we know there's a genuine national rollout program for vaccination. How do I distinguish, Pat, between that and the fraudster?
Well, basically what is happening, your local GP will be your first point of contact about the vaccination. And nobody within the HSE or the health service or in Garda Síochána will ever make contact with you and ask you for your PPS, your home address or your personal details. So you should never have to disclose those. And anybody who has done so in the last number of days or weeks who believe they've been duped should contact their local Garda station. That's the advice from the Garda Press Office today.
Okay, that's the point of call if you think you've been at the wrong end of that. Your focus today on phishing and smishing scams. What are they exactly?
Yes, and it's not the type we do with a rod and line, I'm afraid, Cormac.
Unfortunately, yeah.
No, so phishing originally was the original one, which was by way of phone contact, but it has changed quite dramatically into what we call smishing, which is SMS text messaging. And you would think in 2021 that the idea of texting, duping people into fraud would be gone. But actually, texting has made a great comeback in the fraud underworld. And the majority of our attacks on people's bank accounts start off by way of a text message.
Get away. And who are they targeting?
With the text messaging, they just send out hundreds and thousands of text messages. So they send them to everybody and anybody. And once they can hook somebody on the line, they will get you in on their system and they will withdraw as much money as they can from your account in a matter of seconds.
Oh, God. And the problem here for you, I'm sure, in the Phoenix Park, investigating all of this, is these guys could be anywhere in the world.
They could be anywhere in the world. And I suppose our advice to people is if you get an unsolicited text message from anybody, don't give personal details. Don't give them access to your bank account details. And whatever you do, don't give them your passcodes for your accounts or your PIN numbers for your bank accounts.
Yeah. An awful lot of us have gone online for a whole range of services and reasons. Is there anything we can do, I wonder? Are you seeing any kind of failures or errors or mistakes commonly made by people that if they avoided those, you'd be a lot safer online?
Yes, I suppose if we start with investment fraud, which we covered with yesterday, a lot of people are sitting at home, not getting good interest rates from the financial institutions, and they're thinking, how can I get more money for my savings here? They're going online, and they're trusting 100% what they see on the computer in front of them. As I say, Cormac, if somebody calls their door and offered them an investment for 500 or 1,000 euros, they wouldn't give them the money. Mm-hmm. But yet you send it down the wires to somebody on a computer that you've never seen before. Yeah. And once you invest 500, they have you hooked and you'll start putting in 1,000 or more. You know, some people have lost 50, 60 and over 100,000 and 200,000 in some cases.
God, that's an awful lot of money to lose, isn't it? And the more you have,
like,
I suppose.
Life savings, I mean, I only spoke to a lady today as a result of what we did yesterday and her family's life savings are gone. never to be recovered. And that's what you have to think. You know, what we try and say to people is stop for 1 second before you hit that click button to send the money. Think again. Regularly we get people who bought something online or who put an investment in online, and 5 or 10 seconds after they've done it, they've carried out the action, they think, is this real? But then it's always almost too late.
Yeah.
It's gone.
And life savings gone, Pat, it's a nightmare. That would be uncommon, though, would it?
No, not uncommon. In the investment frauds that we've seen in the last year in particular, a lot of people who got their pension fund or retired, got their retirement gratuity, have put the majority of into these investments and have lost everything and are starting from scratch. It's the same as somebody breaking into your home and taking everything that you've ever owned, because, you know, it's a big challenge for people to try and keep enough money for their retirement, and they see an opportunity here to invest. There's nothing wrong with investing and investing in cryptocurrency, but you have to have the right advice.
Mm-hmm.
But the majority of these companies that we're talking about are not legitimate companies.
I was reading as well, Pat, that celebrity endorsements of a scam is a big problem as well, and the celebrity himself or herself mightn't know anything about it either.
No, they may not know about it. And again, it's a method used by the criminals to lure you into thinking that a celebrity like Cormac or Pat has invested all of their life savings in this product. And then it lures you in. And once they've got you in, you're hooked. And you start thinking, this is great. And they start sending you emails or sending you phone calls, making phone calls to you saying your investment is doing really well. It's up 5, 6, 7, 10%. And then they ask you to put in some more money. And of course, you think you've made money last week. Why wouldn't I make more money this week?
And is this a slow burn, generally, these scams? Are they kind of trying to gain your trust over a period of hours or days and trying to entice you and give a little bit more information, seemingly innocent first? Or is it a snapshot, do it now, quick, and then you'll have big savings or big rewards? I mean, which one is it, a slow burn, or is it a spur-of-the-moment thing, usually?
Well, actually, the investment one is a slow burner. They try and get you in, answer it, then they'll start talking to you on the phone or on WhatsApp, and they'll start to bring you in slowly. They won't ask you for the 5,000 up front. That'll be a slow burner, and it can take weeks or months for them to get you hooked. The smishing actually is the opposite completely. It's the speed. You need to do something now. Somebody has accessed your bank account. Please click on this link to check. The minute you do that, they have access to your bank account. A more recent one I've seen, for example, in the smishing, was a friend of mine who runs her own business got a text message. Somebody has been added to your bank account as a payee. If this is not you, please contact us immediately. And obviously, if you contact them, they get you to log on, open up your bank account, and they access your funds.
Okay. It's an absolutely nightmare scenario for people. And I'm sure an awful lot of people, Pat, who would be worldly and wise, can't believe they were caught up in something like this very often. Is that your experience?
100%. Some, you know, there was a myth out there that, you know, it was people who weren't very good on computers, maybe like myself, and they were confusing people. That's not the case. We're seeing the age profile dropping dramatically. We're seeing a mix of people from 18 to 80 years of age falling for these different scams. Obviously, the investments they're targeting, maybe the people with more money who are in the older age brackets. But the smishing is right across the spectrum, and nobody is secure. And I would say to everybody, Cormac, no matter whether it's coming from COVID, coming from your bank, coming from your delivery company, never divulge your personal details like your PPS number, your date of birth, or your home address.
And before I let you go, and I'm almost afraid to ask this question, who is the most vulnerable here? Do you have a profile of a person? Is it male? Is it female? Younger or middle-aged or old that falls for these scams?
Okay, if we look at the investment frauds, which we looked at yesterday, about 60% are male and 40% female. And in the smishing scam, it's almost 50-50. It's 48% and 52%. So no, it's not one against the other normally. And again, in the age profile of the smishing has definitely come down. So despite our idea that our 20-30-year-olds are very smart and very switched on, they are falling for it quite regularly.
Okay. Look, the advice, so, from you and your colleagues is stop and think before you click further. We'll leave it there. Chief Superintendent Pat Lorden from the Gorda National Economic Crime Bureau. Thanks a million for that update.
Thank you very much, Cormac. Thank you. Bye-bye.